Proclamation number 6162 of 12th of January, 1955. Excess of grace. Exploiting the same. An abundance of grace is at your disposal, because I want to constantly give you light and strength. Your indifference towards everything spiritual does not let you strive for light and strength of your own accord. That is why I offer them to you and thus give you undeservedly what you lack, and these are gifts of grace which can be of great help to you for your perfection. If only you want to make use of them. For I cannot provide you with light and strength without your will, I can only ever offer them to you so that you yourselves will be inspired to use them for yourselves. Such an undeserved gift of grace is also my word, which is imparted to you humans without your desire, which can be a safe aid to ascend for you if you let it take effect on you and now live according to my word. You yourselves do nothing to establish the connection with me in order to now be able to hear my word. You walk your earthly path completely indifferently. You yourselves do not ask for my word. And yet I convey it to you, yet I pour out graces upon you. I offer you something and want to motivate you to also value it correctly and to draw the benefit from it yourselves for yourselves. It is truly a gift from me which you do not deserve because you turn away from me and have, as it were, severed all relationships with me. But I am and remain united with you and want to prove this to you through my word. I address you even though you do not ask for my address, expecting that one or the other will nevertheless pay attention to my words and turn to me, so that he will learn to recognize me as the most loving being who also wants to bestow his love upon him. I distribute my gifts of grace to everyone. But only those will benefit who gratefully receive my gifts of grace, who let themselves be enriched by my treasures, who don't close their hearts when my word resounds. Immeasurable wealth will flow to them, they will receive light and strength in abundance, they will enter into contact with me myself through my word, which they will then shape so intimately themselves that they will receive the giver of the word himself into their hearts. Then they will have made use of the graces and are now on the path to perfection. They have offered themselves to me and I now take possession of my property. Abundantly I pour out my graces in the lost time before the end. For I take pity on humanity, which is blind and powerless, and I want to give it what it lacks. But I cannot force it to accept it. Only always offer it to people. And blessed are those who do not reject my gifts of grace, for they will find the way to me. To eternal bliss. Amen.